This is St. Louis Public Radio. The vast majority of people in St. Louis jails are awaiting trial. This means they have not been found guilty. They wait behind bars because they can't afford to pay their own bail. That's where the Bail Project steps in. The national nonprofit launched in St. Louis this year has posted bail for more than 700 people. St. Louis Public Radio's Carolina Hidalgo reports on the group's effort to reduce the number of people in jail.
It's Friday morning at the medium security jail in St. Louis. Hattie Svoboda-Stell is holding a big stack of files and making her way through a metal detector. Today, she's meeting with three people who can't afford to bail themselves out of jail.
Hi, my name is Hattie. I work with an organization called the Bail Project. You said you kind of have heard about it before.
Svoboda-Stell's official title is Bail Disruptor. She spends her time between the city's two jails and two courthouses, meeting people, then filing paperwork, then picking up cashier's checks, and then posting bail to get them free.
We're not bail bondsmen, though. You don't owe us any money. The only thing we need you to do is to get to all your court dates, and we'll help you get there. Basically, we try to become a team to help support you through this court case.
The Bail Project is a big revolving bail fund. When people get through with their court case, their bail money is returned. Then it's used to bail more people out. The project launched here in February with two bail disruptors. Now there are four, including someone in St. Louis County. Svoboda-Stell says the group wants to restore a basic right, the right to be treated as innocent until you're proven guilty.
There's like a complete abandonment of the presumption of innocence. Like, we aren't assuming you're innocent until proven guilty if we're holding you in a jail.
People can be held for months in St. Louis as they wait for their case to progress. Lizzie Johnson spent 30 days in jail last year because she didn't have $1,000 to bail herself out.
You kind of get depressed in there and you start feeling like you're at the end of the world and I'm never getting out of here. But, you know, you also lose everything that you've worked for. I know 30 days doesn't sound like a long time, but it's a long time for things to be happening because life doesn't stop.
Johnson lost her job and then her apartment. Because of her experience, she wanted to help other people in similar situations. She started to volunteer with the Bail Project.
Calling people, letting them know their court date was coming up and if they needed transportation that we could help.
Helping people get to all of their court dates is one of the most important things the Bail Project does. Judge Michael Mullen, who's the presiding judge of the 22nd Circuit Court, says the reason judges set cash bail is this.
The purpose of setting a bond in general is to assure the defendant's appearance in court in light of all the other factors that we have to consider. But the purpose generally is to make sure the accused, because at that point, when you're still talking bonds, you're still talking somebody who's not been found guilty or pled guilty to anything, they've just been accused of something. So the purpose is to make sure that that person will return to court.
But that reasoning is proving to be false. Michael Milton, who leads the local Bail Project team, says people want to show up to court, even when it's not their money on the line.
We have about 96% of the people returning back to court. That means that people genuinely wants to fight their case and that they're not trying to skip bail. That proves that like people just need notification in order to get back to court, and they need resources and support.
Milton and his team hope their work can influence stakeholders in the system, including judges and prosecutors. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner says her office is already working with national experts and looking for ways to address bail reform. As for judges, Milton points out that the law already gives them discretion to either set cash bail or to release people with a written promise to return.
Our personal goal would be to basically get people released on their own recognizance. If our data show that people are willing to show that they're willing to come back to court and fight the case, then that's what we want.
Milton says his goal is realistic, and he thinks his team can help make it happen in St. Louis. I'm Carolina Hidalgo, St. Louis Public Radio.